Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Tuesday, October 24th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks for listening all over the globe, wherever you are. I know that Thursday's call, we were in 100 and, let's see, how many were we in? 182 countries with, I believe it was somewhere in the vicinity of 18 or 19 million listeners. So, welcome wherever you're located around the globe. We're happy to have you here. Unfortunately, our beloved Sue is a little under the weather and has some laryngitis and has opted not to come on the big call tonight. So we miss Sue and we're thinking about her, and I will pray for her when the time comes for us to take praise reports, and I will do a prayer for Sue at that time. So let's do this. Let's pray the call in, and then we'll go to Bob for Sue's teaching so that Bob can read that teaching that Sue has prepared to us, prepared for us. All right, let's pray the call in. Lord God, thank you for this opportunity to have a platform such as the big call to reach millions of people out there in what we call Big Call Universe. Thank you for them, the listeners. Thank you for Sue, for Bob, and for those who are also helpers on the big call, as well as our satellite team, which I refer to as the SAT team. So thank you for everybody who's involved with the big call as far as intel information and everything else that we do on this call. So let's just go to and thank you, Lord God, for all of this that you've prepared for us, for everything that we have, this format and the ability to communicate with so many people. Thank you for providing for us and for bringing in the information that indicates how close we really are to this blessing. Thank you for bringing the blessing home, Lord God, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, Bob, it's going to be a little different, but we still have the teaching from Sue. If you can bring it up, we'll look forward to hearing that whenever you find it.
Yeah, sure. I have it. And this tonight, the teaching that Sue sent to me is really beautiful, and it's called Are You Enough? Do you ever feel like you're just checking off your to-do list? I know that I did for much of my life, and it made me totally miserable. I frustrated myself trying to do lots of good things in hopes that I might feel better about myself, but it was never a permanent solution. We all have a deep need to feel all right about ourselves, and we can spend a lot of time and energy trying to do things that make us feel like we're okay. Okay with ourselves, with others, and even with God. But we don't need to wear ourselves out trying to be right with God through our own effort. The truth is, we can't make our lives right on our own. We need God. When we start a relationship with Him, Jesus gives us His rightness, not wrongness. He wants you to know that you're not wrong with Him, but that you've been made right with Him. It's not through being perfect or doing all the right things. It's a gift for us to receive when we accept Christ as our Savior. He offers us something that He is, including His righteousness. We can feel right about ourselves, not because we do everything right, but because we have been made right by our faith in Jesus. Separate your who from your do. One of the ways the enemy tries to deceive God's people is by trying to convince us that we have to do everything right in order to be accepted and have a relationship with God. He tries to lure us into thinking that the good things we do will make us right in God's eyes. As a result, when we're doing good things, we feel like we're all right with God. But when we think we've failed, we can feel like God is angry with us. This is why it's so important to know the difference between our who and our do. Our identity, worth, and value, our who, depends entirely on what Jesus did for us, not on the good things we do. For many years, I tried to please God with what I did. It seemed as if I was living on a performance treadmill, always trying to do something to feel good about myself and feel like I was in right standing with Him. In the process, I became weary, worn out, and unhappy. I would think, something is just not working. No matter how much we love God and choose to do what's right, we will always be frustrated if we don't learn that, for it is by free grace, God's unmerited favor, that you are saved, delivered from judgment, and made partakers of Christ's salvation. Through your faith, and this salvation is not of yourselves, of your own doing. It came not through your own striving. Ephesians 2:8. In His mercy, God allowed me to see that there was absolutely nothing I could do to make Him love me any more or less than He already did. All He wanted was for me to believe in Jesus, the one whom He sent. John 6:29, and receive the righteousness He provided. We are accepted through Jesus, and He sees us totally righteous. This does not mean that we don't sin anymore or that we can dismiss it like it's no big deal. It simply means that God loves us even while we are on our way, while we are in the process of becoming like Christ, even before we have arrived. For example, as a 2-year-old, one of our granddaughters used to throw fits when she didn't get her way. She tossed herself on the ground and screamed uncontrollably. Now, even though I disliked her behavior, I still loved her tremendously. I don't stop loving my grandchildren or kick them out of the family because they do wrong things. I love them and work with them to develop the good character I know they need to succeed in life. The same is true with God, our Heavenly Father. He doesn't love our wrong behavior, but He certainly loves us. Romans 5:8 says that He proved His love for us by sending His Son while we were still sinners. In other words, we don't wait until we are righteous. In other words, He didn't wait until we were righteous to send Jesus. Mm-hmm. He sent Jesus because we would never be righteous without Him.
That's right.
Righteousness isn't about rules. It's about developing a personal relationship with Christ. He wants us to be in love with Him. It helps to think of it in human terms. I love my husband, and he wants me to spend time with him out of love and affection, not because I have to. If I spent exactly 1 hour with him each day just to check it off my list, I don't think he'd be too excited. God created you to have a relationship with Him. He wants you to know that He sent Jesus to die for your sins so you can be close to Him. It's not because of anything you do, have done, or ever will do. It's simply because he loves you. As we begin to truly understand our righteousness in Christ, we will no longer wallow in condemnation or feel like we have to earn God's forgiveness. Instead, we can live with the confidence and security that God knows us better than anyone, and he loves and approves of us. God's love for us is about so much more than the things we do. He loves us, period. Nothing we do will ever change that. Nothing. And that is the teaching.
Wow. Bob, that was terrific. Great job reading that. And thank you, Sue, for putting that together for Bob, because I think it was one of the best teachings we've had in a long, 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 long time. And what's so cool about that is it stated very clearly, Bob, that, you know, that, and even the Bible says our righteousness, meaning that which we would provide of ourselves, our righteousness is as filthy rags. That's in the Bible. And that's meaning no good at all. See, we can't get there. But Christ, since he got there for us and he applied that righteousness to us, as he impugned us, essentially, with that righteousness, he imputed that righteousness to us, meaning put it to our account, even though we couldn't earn it if we tried. And that's the beauty of a relationship with Christ, is that we can't earn it no matter what we do. We can't earn it with works. We can't baptize our way in. We can't church membership our way in. We can't do anything that can earn us the righteousness which God gave us through Christ. The only part that we have is the part of receiving, and that requires faith. The Bible says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. That's the only thing God's looking for in order to receive Jesus Christ as our Savior and as our Lord. And for his righteousness, it's our faith. That's it. Anything else we do in addition to that, once we have a relationship with Christ, is a bonus. Yes. We will do good works. Yes. We will do things. But the love, like you said, Bob, in that teaching, God's love for us does not increase or decrease at all, no matter what we do. We can't earn his love. We can't earn a position in heaven. We can't earn anything like that. But we can believe what God said, and that means take God at his word and believe what he wrote through his apostles by the power of the Holy Spirit, and then we can receive Jesus and we can take him into our own personal hearts and have him as our personal Lord and Savior, and have a relationship with him. I think that is a beautiful thing. And because we're under grace, God's unmerited favor, we didn't do anything to earn it, but he gave us this favor. And we don't have to keep certain laws, you know, that the Jews had to keep. That was a different dispensation. We're in a dispensation or a time period of grace. And it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing for us. Most people shake their heads and say, I don't understand it. I don't get it. It's hard to understand. But it's as if somebody gave you a gift and literally had their hands outstretched with a gift. Only thing you have to do is reach your hand out and receive that gift. That is the beauty of this dispensation of grace that we have. And in fact, Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, Bob read 2, 8 and then 9 says, you know, because it is a gift of God, lest any man should boast. So it's for grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, lest any man should boast. And I love that. That's a great scripture. And there was a lot of great things in that teaching, Bob. And if I don't watch out, I'll preach for another 10 or 20 minutes. So let me just turn it over to you and see what comments you would say about that teaching.
Thanks, Bruce. And thanks for that. That was really great. I just really enjoyed the teaching and really enjoyed listening to you expand on it. It just kind of it made the feeling of being immersed in that teaching even more heightened. Mm. So thank you.
Thank you,
I was
Bob.
Thinking about the to-do list aspect.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's good to have a morning routine that involves prayer and intentions as to what you're going to do during the day. But you don't want to get caught up in something like, I shall do good today, and therefore God will love me.
Right.
You know, it's the opposite. It's because God loves me, I shall do good in his name.
There you go.
And by this impetus, we can move from the idea of I am not okay, things are not okay, you know, to of course everything is okay because we've been given everything that God is, everything that Jesus is, has been given to us. And it's up to us to accept it. That's the biggest challenge. Can we really believe that? Can we have faith that we have been given everything and accept it? And if we can, then we can be at peace, right? My peace I give you. And and then we can enjoy our lives. It's hard to enjoy your life if you are of the belief that things are not okay. But what if you truly believe that you've been given everything and you accept it? Then you can be at peace, and God wants you to enjoy your life. He created the heavens and the earth not just because he felt like creating something. He created it for us, his children, to enjoy and to be happy, not to worry.
That's good, Bob. That is good. And you know what? Just like taking off on what you just said, Bob, John 10:10, the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but I am come, speaking of Jesus, I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly on this earth now, not only in heaven, not only in eternity with Christ and with God, doing all kinds of cool things. We don't know what they are yet, but it'll be good. But to have abundant life now in this earth is what he was referring to. And I think that you hit the nail on the head there. That's exactly right. For us to enjoy this earth, to enjoy each other, to love one another, that was his new commandment. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another. You know, and that's easy to love somebody who loves you already, but are we also supposed to love our enemies? That's the tough one. Yep, we are. And so it's you know, the idea of God giving us something that we're to understand and believe by faith, we're literally taking God at his word. When we say, yep, I believe that. I believe that what God said to us through his apostles, what he said through Paul and the letters of the apostles and the other New Testament letters for us New Testament believers, it's taking God at his word, trusting him, believing in what he said. I think that was really good teaching, Bob. You did a super job with it. Thank you, Sue, again, for creating that teaching for Bob to read tonight. And let's do this, Bob, as we transition into kind of a praise report time. Before we get into those or that praise report, let's go ahead and pray for Sue now. Let's just do that. Everybody that's out there that can hear this in Big Call Universe, our Sue is just a little under the weather with some laryngitis and kind of cold-like symptoms. Let's go ahead and pray corporately together. You know, the Bible says where two or three agree on earth as touching anything, it shall be done for them in heaven. So we're going to agree, or Bob and I are in agreement, and millions of Big Call listeners are in agreement. Let's just pray right now for Sue's complete healing. Lord God, we just come to you with one of ours who is a leader on the Big Call, Sue, who we love very dearly. And Lord God, we just pray and speak healing completely to her body, that whatever is going on with her voice, in her throat, any cold symptoms, any of that would be gone and disappear. And we speak her complete and total restoration of her health and healing to her body immediately in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And thank you, everybody, for adding your faith to that. We all did that together corporately. Bob, did we get anything in the way of a praise report that you might be able to bring out to us tonight?
We do. We have our very, very consistent and compassionate genie has sent us some more praise and information about National Food Day.
Oh, National Food Day. Okay.
Yeah. Meant to explore the world of food production, food safety, farm animal welfare, hunger prevention, and agriculture. It's the 24th of October each year, and it was celebrated for the first time in 1975. It was created by the Center for Science and Public Interest and was supposed to be similar to Earth Day. The day toasts nutritious and healthy food, focuses on educating people on healthy eating, good farming methods, safe food production. It also reminds us of the strides we've made in living a more healthy life and growing food in viable, responsible ways.
Yes.
It's also National Book Month. It's a month-long celebration focusing on the importance of reading, writing, and literature. It's also a time to honor the country's best books and authors. In mid-October, the National Book Awards announces the year's 15 finalists. Tomorrow, 10/25/23, is National I Care About You Day. We honor our loved ones for no other reason but to tell them we are grateful. And this is a thought to ponder. How sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. It soothes sorrows, heals wounds, and drives away fear. Heavenly Father, today we praise you for giving us the faith to believe, for faith itself is a gift from you. Yes. Our lives are incomplete without you. Thank you for keeping us on plan A while we are faithfully waiting for plan B, the blessing.
Amen. That's right.
So grateful to God for keeping us grounded, pushing us forward to the finish line, praying that this happens before the end of this month and not pushed to November. Thankful for the med beds that should be available soon. As always, we give thanks for all the leaders, Bruce, Sue, Bob, Pastor Scott, GCK, and Larry, and all the ones working behind the scenes to push this RV forward and prepare for our exchanges very soon, and all the listeners twice a week. Thankful that we are all staying together until the 800 numbers come out, hopefully very soon. May everyone be blessed. Be thankful and kind with appreciation through Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Jeannie.
There you go.
Isn't that beautiful?
Thank you, Jeannie. Yeah, it was, Bob. It really was. Well done, Jeannie. Well done, thou good and faithful servant.
Yeah.
That was wonderful. It really was. You know? And I love that. What do we got? National Food Day today. National Book Day tomorrow, was it? Yeah. And
this month.
It's
the whole month.
That's the whole month. National Book Day. Bob, did you used to have a bookmobile? Did you ever go and see a bookmobile stop in your neighborhood?
We did have bookmobiles. Yeah. I didn't used to go in to the bookmobile to get books because I always lived nearby the school and could always get the books I needed from the school library.
From the library, right
but
there,
yeah. I remember
yeah.
seeing them. Yep.
I think I went into the bookmobile once or twice when it stopped in the neighborhood, and it was a cool idea, getting books to kids. But like you said, we had the library, and we could get the reading there. Really good. That was really cool. Yeah, National Book Month, I think, is what we're in this month, and that's good to know. National Food Day. What I was getting from that too was the idea of restorative farming and regenerative farming and farm to table. And I was thinking about, farmers markets, Bob, in all of our little towns around the country, and how we should support the local farms, the small farms, and get the fresh produce and so on that's in the farmers markets. And I want to be doing that. I want to be doing more of that, and I want to do that and have farmers markets in our Rebuild America towns and communities. Yeah? And regenerative farming, guys, if we can get to the point where we're doing regenerative farming in the smaller family-owned type farms and cooperatives, that's going to work out a lot better than just big farms and big agriculture, you know, from, corporations. I think that we can support the local farm and get farm-to-table type of a mentality going for ourselves. I want to do that, and I know that's part of a lot of projects that Sue has helped to create for us. Bob, thank you for that. Appreciate that very much. Was that our last? Is that all we had on praise reports tonight?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, Jeannie, again, for bringing that to us so faithfully over all these years that you've known about it. And, Bob, I'll tell you what. With Sue not here, I'm going to just say what I would recommend people do with regards to getting Sue's classroom or classes that were taught already, and these are recordings that you listen to at your leisure, but she has a bundle, or what's called a four-pack bundle, plus a bonus teaching of four classes for a total of 30 hours of interactive teaching that she's done with, quote-unquote, the pod. And the pod is a group of Big Call Universe listeners that have been faithful to listen to and take a number of these classes that Sue has done for the last, I'm going to say, I don't know how many, the last year. And so it's been a great way for our people, our listeners in Big Call Universe, to get up to speed with leadership skills and all kinds of teaching that are in these classes. And even when one of the people was asked to comment on the value and in one of her testimonials about having listened to these classes in the bundle, she said she couldn't even come up with the number to give for the amount of effect of this. She said it's a quantum number. It's such a large number, it can't even be calculated. So it's this is something that is not available anywhere else because it's customized. And it's something that Sue's done with her classes interactively. And so I would highly recommend that you guys go ahead and send Sue an email and grab this bundle. It's $400 for all 30 hours of classroom interactive teaching. 30 hours. And you listen to it just one class at a time at your leisure. You know, you can just listen to it based on your own schedule. Each night's class was an hour and a half. So you could listen to an hour and a half one day, another hour and a half the next, you know, a few days away or next week. It's up to you how often you listen. But it's really good, and many people have taken advantage of it. And I think it's something that we need to go ahead and talk about so that you can get this before we get the numbers, which is close. So go ahead and send Sue an email, and you send it to integratedminds@hushmail.com, integrated, integrated, minds, minds, at hushmail.com. And in the subject line, just put four-pack bundle 400, meaning $400. Four-pack bundle $400 in the subject. And in the body of your email, just ask for it and pay for it with either Dell or with Cash App. Cash App or Zelle. Okay? And just indicate in your email your name and your cell phone number. In case she needs to reach you, she can go ahead and text you if she needs to. Normally, everything is done by email, but in the off chance that there's an issue, she could text you on your cell phone. Okay? So please go ahead, take advantage of that tonight, and let Sue know that you miss her on the call tonight, but that you'd like to go ahead and grab this bundle. All right? I think you guys would really, really enjoy it. And it'll come in. Hey, it's not just good for right now. It's good for the next 6 months to a year of giving you great ideas, leadership skills, quite a bit in this four-pack, plus the bonus, which is also included in that 30 hours. All right? You'll get that too. All right? So be sure to do that, okay? Thanks, everybody. Bob? Take this call that's just coming in. Why don't you get started on your segment, and I'll be right back, okay?
Okay, Bruce.
Okay, thanks.
So we have quite a number of testimonials that came in since the last time we were on the call. And the one that I'm going to read first came 4 days ago. It's a woman whose initials are HD. And she said, relating to the gladiator barley, love it. Bones seem to be stronger. Now, this is one of the main reasons why people would want to get the gladiator barley. We know from the archaeological digs that when they dug up the bones from 2,000 years ago in these archaeological discoveries, that they found the bones of the gladiators, and their bones were still extremely hard, like unusually hard, even all that time afterwards. And they analyzed the chemical structure of their bones. And we now have had this ancient seed line that goes back to that time period that's been helping people regenerate their bones and get their bones much harder and stronger. And bones aren't just for structural strength to hold you upright and to help you walk, but they're also very intricate manufacturing sites where a lot of your cells that are very pivotal in human health are actually made in your bones. And stem cells are one of those things. And stem cells are made in your bone marrow, released into your bloodstream, and they then migrate all throughout your body and morph into different types of cells. And you also make red blood cells this way, and which transports your oxygen, without which you couldn't live. And as people age, getting weak bones is a very common thing and a very dangerous thing, because if you fall and break a bone, particularly if you break a hip, you have a very high chance of dying within the next year or two. And sometimes, Bruce, people think, oh, so-and-so fell and broke their hip or broke their leg, when in fact their bones got so weak that just standing up or walking actually broke their leg, and which caused the fall. A lot of falls are not falls. They're actually first broken bones and then falls. And it's in the process of falling that you might break another bone or break the bone that broke
Break
when
your
you stood up
wrist or an elbow.
even worse. So very important to be vigilant about the care of your body, particularly your bones. And Bruce, we have another testimonial by a man. The initials are JG. He's been using the dynamic combo. He says, I'm 58 years old. I train barefoot outside on the grass and dirt. It takes stamina and strong bones and muscular structure for this type of strength training. The dynamic combo helps me tremendously. Regards. And this gentleman sent in a picture for us, sitting outside with his feet in the grass in what looks like a beach chair. And at age 58, he looks like an Olympic athlete.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I'm sure it's all from the dynamic combo of the Gladiator Barley and the Boomer Boots.
That's terrific. Well, not really, but I know what you're saying. Well, Bob, that's so cool. The guy is grounding. He's working out barefoot. Man, that's so cool outside. And he's, that's it's so important to keep fit. And it sounds like at 58, he's probably has a biological age of about 38,
Yeah, like you.
But Bob, what's so cool, and I don't know that you mentioned this because I had to get off the call for a minute, is the idea that calcium is important for our bones, but so is magnesium. And I think that's so great that we've got magnesium in conjunction with zinc that we take every day, and that really helps keep our bones supple and strong. And then the Gladiator barley, as we've talked about in the past, comes from a seed crop that comes back to gladiator days. And when they check the bones of these gladiators later on in the skeletal form, they found their bones were like steel. They hardly had any broken bones or nicks, anything else. Their bones just held up beautifully because they were eating what we have as a seed crop now of gladiator barley.
Yep, very
and
true.
That's really cool. That's very cool. And
yeah,
then
and
stem
this guy,
cells, Bob.
The guy that sent in his picture looks like a gladiator.
Does he look like one? Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know what's cool about the stem cells in our body? When we get these stem cells, they're sort of like pluripotent. They can go to whatever part of the body needs help, it needs repair. And they know where to go in the body for healing, for strengthening, for whatever purpose the stem cells are needed for. I think that's cool, too. Yeah. And, okay, so that's cool. So testimonials are crucial. Anything else that you want to bring up to us in the way of teaching or in the way of anything that you found in the way of research, Bob?
Not that particularly, but I have a couple more really good testimonials.
Oh,
this
great. I can't wait.
This lady is 89 years old. Or it's a man, actually. 89-year-old man. The initials are CS. He's talking about a dynamic combo of Boomer Boost and barley. Said, I'm 89 years old. I've used the products for 4 years. They give me the energy I need to function. Good stuff.
Mm.
There's another
fantastic.
One, a woman whose initials are SG. She's also talking about the dynamic combo. Said, I can't be without my dynamic combo. So glad it's back together and better than ever. And it is better than ever. The strength of the Boomer Boost and the taste is definitely better. And people are really noticing it. And then here's one last one. It's a husband and wife team, L and LH. And they're also, this came in just an hour ago. The dynamic combo is a great pick-me-up, especially when eating a late breakfast or just on the go. It keeps you satisfied until your next meal. Love it and never miss a morning without it. Thanks, Boomers.
That's good, Bob. That's great. Mm. Wow.
Now we have 2,763 reviews like that in this platform. Prior to when we started using this platform where people could send their pictures in, we had hundreds of other reviews prior to that. They're actually still up. If you Google Boomer reviews, you'll also see additional testimonies that came in years ago. These testimonies have been coming in for over 10 years.
Wow. That's terrific.
And then
it's so neat that you've done those. Mm-hmm.
What I wanted to say is I wanted to direct people's attention to go to the section on our website. And across the top is a navigation bar. And one of them says podcasts and blog. And if you click that and then click on recipes, down in the second row, you're going to see a recipe called pumpkin spice keto coffee with collagen and probiotics. And it's a really great recipe. There's a video how to do it, all the ingredients, everything. And right now is a good time to do it because we put our collagen product on sale for people where you can get $10 off when you get a canister of it.
Right.
And you can get even more off, like I think it's $24 off if you get two canisters. And this is one of the products that you can put into that pumpkin spice coffee. And this is a really high level collagen, Bruce. You, I'm sure, remember all the different testimonials we got about this collagen. There's
right.
a lot of companies that sell collagen, and we have a lot of customers that used other people's collagen. And when they started using ours, they were really surprised at how quickly they made improvements. And that's a good thing for people to know. The other thing is that right now we're running a 15% off sale, Bruce, on any order over $150.
Okay.
And that's a really good discount. You might want to think about, if you normally don't order $150 worth of things each month, then get a 2-month supply right now so you can get that 15% discount. Right?
That's right. That's right.
And of course, you're going to get free shipping, but not only that, on any order, even if it's not $150, even if it's only $20, everyone's going to get free shipping all month long.
That's right. And we have another week to go in this month of October.
Right. Yep, exactly, another week.
Good time.
And then the last thing I want to say is a reminder for people to watch your emails. So if you weren't listening last week, Bruce and I talked about the importance of opening your emails, because email systems don't like it when you get emails from the same company for months or years and you never open them and you never click on anything. And so they basically think that we're trying to spam you when we're sending you email. So you want to make sure you open up the emails we send and click on things there where it says, click here to do this, click, go through, look, see what it is. And be sure you do that frequently so that you don't get our email categorized as spam, because you'll never see the emails again if that happens. And also, Bruce, we've been sending out these secret types of specials. Mm. And some of them are exclusively for Big Call listeners, where you get access to really great discounts on products if you open up your email and look at it. And we send those out through email. And there's specials going on that if you had opened your email over the last week, there's specials in there that are never even really announced on the Big Call or anywhere else.
Okay.
And so, you know, just go ahead and do that. Get in the habit of doing it. And there isn't anything in those emails that is going to, you know, make you feel hassled or anything like that. It's just straightforward information, and there's not any kind of pressure tactics or any trickery in the emails. It's just from us, just the way we speak on the Big Call. And if there's something in there you like, great. But don't hesitate to open those emails. Make sure that you still stay active.
Exactly.
And Bruce, that is it for tonight. It's 9:52.
Okay. Thank you, Bob. Well, without Sue, who we miss not being able to be on the call tonight, but we know she's going to be recuperating and feeling better tomorrow. What I'd like to bring to you is where we believe we are right now. And we heard some pretty good information yesterday and the day before indicating several things. Let's first start with Iraq. Iraq, we heard today from one of our sources who actually came in from Iraq and is now here in the U.S. with us. And so he called us this morning to say that Iraq is going to put their new dinar rate in the Gazette printed version tomorrow, and that they would announce that they have a new internationally tradable currency, and they're going to put that out tomorrow, not only to the Middle East, but to the whole world, tomorrow at 8 o'clock in the morning, Baghdad time. And if my math is right, that would be about 1 in the morning Eastern time and 12 midnight Central time tonight. So that is a great advance for them to bring that out, to bring it out, and also their hydrocarbon law proceeds, their HCL, oil and gas law, profits that are shared throughout Iraq and to Iraqi citizens who may not be living in Iraq. And our contact said that these people who we know, who are Iraqi Americans but living here, would be getting a boatload of funds tomorrow from the oil and gas proceeds. And also, we believe because of that, that we will also be getting our notifications. Now, another one of our sources, who happens to be with the Space Force, the United States Space Force, indicated that bondholders would be getting their emails starting at 8 p.m. tonight to give them access to funds, which will probably end up being tomorrow. And the same individual gave us an indication that we in Tier 4 A and B would receive our notifications tomorrow morning. Now, there was no time given for it. However, we know their intention was to put out the information and notifications to the bondholders and to us in Tier 4 A and B within around 12 hours of each other. So it could come out as early as 8 in the morning, but we don't know that. It could be any time tomorrow morning. And maybe we wake up to it, maybe we don't. Depends how late you sleep and when they come in. But I'm encouraged by the fact that we're getting this information, and this lines up with the other information that we're getting about Iraq making their announcement at 8 a.m. Iraq time tomorrow morning, which, as I said, is 1 a.m. Eastern time tonight, or early morning tomorrow. All right, so that was very good news to get that and to hear that. And we believe that they are using the Starlink satellite system to get out the emails because the emails are targeted, they're encrypted, and they have the other information that goes along with the people that are getting these particular emails. So this is added security for them and for us to be getting these through the Starlink satellite system, which is kind of cool. Let's see if there's anything other than that I wanted to bring out about that. You guys already know they intended to shorten our time at the redemption centers from 40 minutes to 30 minutes. So you're not going to have a ton of time to make your presentation. I would say take your 5 to 8 minutes for your projects, your presentations, and try to do them in 5 minutes so that you can get it all out there. Leave a copy of it with them. And then, of course, you're getting, I mean, there's a lot to do in 30 minutes, you guys. I don't know how we're going to get it done, but I know they're going to do it. They have 3 Deliveroo machines to be used for each person if you come in with a lot of different currencies. They can actually run those things simultaneously with three people operating them, and boom, you know, knock out the counting and verification of your currency pretty quickly. The know your customer thing, if you're a ZIM holder, they already know who you are, unless you've been gifted ZIM. That's when they might not know who you are. So you're going to prove who you are with photo ID, passport, driver's license, something like that, a utility bill that shows a home address where you live, that kind of know your customer. That won't take very long to knock that out. So they'll do that, and then they'll count and verify your currency. Then you'll go into a mode where you'll be talking about your rates, and you'll get rates on these currencies. And we think that the rates will be, you know, very high, much higher than we thought they would be years ago. They're all going to be quite higher. And you might get surprised. You might get offered the actual contract rate on dinar, which is tremendous. So be prepared for that. And then also, we're going to be setting up your Quantum account through the Quantum Financial System. You'll get a Quantum Titanium card, and that card is three times thicker than a normal credit card. It's got three chips in it. You'll do your biometric fingerprint or thumbprint. That will be part of it. That information will be contained on a chip, and then you'll get other information about you and your account on the other two chips. And then that's to move your monies from your Quantum account into your primary or secondary bank accounts. Like if you had a, for example, I'm going to have a primary account with Wells and have four secondary accounts with Wells, each account representing an LLC for my projects. And that's just the way I'm doing it because my attorney suggested to do it that way. And I think it's really a good plan. So we'll have that. We'll also have a credit debit card from Wells Fargo that would allow you to have access to funds on day one. We're supposed to be able to move up to about $1.2 billion per LLC account. That would take you for the first 90 days. And it might take you longer than that, obviously. But you can move that in on day one and have access to some real money right away. They also have our USN physical currency, folding money, there. And they're recommending that we, if we're going to take any of the cash, that we don't take in excess of, I believe it was $3,500. They want to try to keep that so that they don't want us to get hit and robbed or whatever with cash. So don't go nuts on the physical USN currency. Let's get beyond that. Also, after they set up your account and give you their contact information for premier bankers that you'll follow up with later on setting up new accounts and so on, you ought to be able to get a proof of funds letter, or one or two or three or four of those. If you've got properties in mind, get a proof of funds letter for the amount of each property individually. And then also, you may want to ask for a clear and clean funds certificate letter. This would indicate that the bank is saying that the origin of these funds were of clear and clean origin. Nothing nefarious would be suggested into why you have all this money and how you're able to purchase something for cash, assuming that's what you're going to do, which many of us will. Real estate, you want to buy a boat, you want to buy an airplane, whatever, you can do that. So beware of that. Clear and clean certificate of origin. And you might ask that in terms of a form letter on a bank letterhead. That would be the way to go on that one. Now, beyond that, they should give you a 55-page booklet of who not to give money to, organizations that are not approved for us to try to give money to. Pay close attention to that. Go through that very carefully and make sure that you don't. And then the other thing is we should get a 1.5-page or 2-page NDA. It should be 1.5 pages. Non-disclosure agreement, you'll want to pay attention to that, and you'll want to make sure you don't talk about this. None of the particulars about it, about the exchange, where you did it, how much you had, none of that stuff. It's all private, private information, not to be discussed or disclosed. The other thing is when it comes to, you're supposed to be able to get about a 2-page, maybe 3-page piece on bank perks, P-E-R-K-S. These are perks that the banks, the bank, like in this case Wells Fargo, would be willing to give you as a customer of that bank. And you could take that home and go through that and decide if there's anything in that that has interest to you, and maybe you want to go ahead and get that. Supposedly, all of that is free. And you're supposed to get that at the redemption appointment. And for ZIM holders, they are going to give you a Q-phone. And my understanding at this point is the Q-phone, which is a satellite phone that works on the Quantum Financial, or the Quantum Satellite System, the Starlink Satellite System, that you'll get that Q phone, and it will be, not only the phone will be free to you, but the service itself is supposed to be free. So let's just see if that's the case when we get those, and that's for ZIM holders. And then also, you should receive a certificate worth $1,000, which you can take to Best Buy or Staples or 6 other retailers to pick up a new laptop. You can get a new laptop or whatever else you might want to get with $1,000. Okay? So let's see how that all comes together. That certificate is supposed to be given to you at the redemption, as well as the Q phone. And look for that to be given to you kind of in the last stage before they kick you out the door. Okay? So that's going to be really something else. And I guess I can see how it might happen in 30 minutes, but it's going to be a challenge. I can barely talk about it in 30 minutes. So we'll see how that goes. But it's supposed to be good, and they're going to be fast. They're very practiced up. This is not a touchy-feely. This is not a hugging moment. This is not a fuzzy bear moment. This is get in and get out, in and out burger, in and out burger is what this thing is. This is, well, in and out. Just, they're going to be short and sweet with you. They'll be cordial. They'll be nice. And we're not to carry on these long diatribe conversations. Not what you're there for. They don't have time. You don't have time either. So this is going to be great. Now, let's just believe that what we have for our information is true and reliable, and that we do get our notifications tomorrow morning. I'm not calling it, but this is what I'm getting. This is what I'm hearing from two of our sources, not just the Space Force source. Say that 3 times fast. Space Force source. Okay, got it. The other thing is we are hearing that we're looking at some political change taking place between now and the end of the week. So we'll see what that looks like. We'll see how quickly that comes into play and what it looks like. And I would not be surprised if we get some disclosure using the EAS, Emergency Alert System, Emergency Broadcast System, or the emergency wireless system, EWS, could happen as early as tomorrow. So we'll see. I don't know when it's going to start, but it could. And then we'll just tune into it and see what happens. All right, we're looking forward to that. Otherwise, guys, I think that's all I have to say tonight. You got the intel. We prayed for Sue. We're looking for her to make a quick comeback on her voice and no more cold symptoms. So let's just do this. Let's pray the call out. And I want to thank Bob and thank Sue and thank GCK and Pastor Scott, Jeannie, anybody else that's helped my SAT team getting the signal out to I don't know how many different countries and people we'll reach tonight with the call. But I'm very happy that they've decided to help us and do that. And it's really been fun to get it out to so many countries in their own languages, which is great. But thank you again, SAT team, for that. So tonight, let's pray the call out, and then we'll turn off the recording and we'll be out of here. Lord God, we just thank you so much that we've had the opportunity to share the latest information that we have, that we're able to share what Bob had to say and what I had to say and Sue's teaching and just basically getting out the Word of God. The Bible says that God's Word will not return to him void, and we thank you for that truth. We thank you that we have everything that we need because you provide for us as Jehovah Jireh, God our provider. Thank you for your healing touch as Jehovah Rapha, God our healer. Thank you for the blessing which is just around the corner. Thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives to prepare us for this moment and to take us far, far into the future with our projects as we level the playing field around the globe and give to humanity even as you have given to us. Because we ask this in Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, everybody, stand by for whatever is going to happen. Tomorrow we'll see what happens and we'll see whether or not we even have a call on Thursday. Okay? So everybody have a great night and we'll see what happens. Okay? Lord God, thank you. All right, everybody. God bless you. Have a great night.